We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Just an incredible weekend of football, man.
Yes, it
just
was.
An incredible. As much as Super Wild Card weekend was mostly duds, this weekend over-delivered. Help us break it all down is our friend, former Washington football team quarterback, Mr. Jason Campbell. JC17, what's up, man?
What's going on, JP? I tell you what, man, y'all playing the right music this morning, man. You and B. Mitch riding the Cadillac, huh?
Hey, bro.
Just two dope boys, you know it.
We try to stay young.
Hey, I hear you, man. Some of this new generation, they don't know that, man. They probably trying to figure out what that is, that beat. Yeah.
Jason, obviously four great games, but let's start with the headliner. What did you think of Chiefs Bills and really the level of quarterback play in that game?
Man, I tell you what, man, that's the type of game that had you on the edge of your seat, especially that second half. Like even when the game was over with, man, my adrenaline was still going. I couldn't even go to bed just from watching that game because that's the games you could have watched all the way to midnight. If Josh Allen would have got a chance to get the ball, I figure they would have scored too. So, you know, it's just one of those games, man, where you see these two young quarterbacks is kind of taking over the NFL. It's the two faces going toe-to-toe in a heavyweight boxing match. And, you know, these was considered two of the better defenses. You know, Kansas City started off slow early this year on defense, but in the second half of the year, they was one of the top two defenses in the league. And Buffalo was the top defense in the league. And, you know, you just goes to show you, man, once these two guys caught fire, man, it's just like shooting a basketball. You just feel like the hoop looks bigger than it is. And I think that's how the football field looked to both of them. And it also helps to have guys like Tyreek Hill as well. You know, this guy, you know, he can touch the ball in a second and be gone 50 yards. So you got those quick scrape hitters, man. It definitely changed the game. But, you know, what a game, what a divisional round, what a divisional weekend. I would rank this game up there in my lifetime probably as one of the top two, three games I've ever seen.
It really was that good, man. It was crazy.
You sit on the sideline. You see 13 seconds on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it look relatively easy with Patrick Mahomes yesterday. But what is going through your mind? Because I think as a quarterback, you feel you got to be damn near perfect when you go out there.
Right.
And the defense they played, I saw them. They ran that bang eight to Kelce. Why is both of the defensive backs outside of him? Nobody's inside.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the thing I was looking at because, you know, as much as we like to give credit to the quarterbacks and to, you know, the both guys throwing dynamic yards, let's break down the basis of the game. Like, this game was lost because of defensive mistakes, just the same thing that happened in the Bucks and the Rams game. And you think about this game here, you look at, okay, it's 13 seconds on the clock. First of all, Buffalo should have squib kicked. Mm-hmm. And that way, that would at least ran out 2 to 3 seconds because once they feel the ball, or even they would tell you about like squib kick the ball on the kickoff. And then I don't know why you're guarding the sideline so much per se because they have three timeouts.
Exactly.
So the fact that they got three timeouts, if you're the corner and you know Kelce's just the only receiver, only receiver to that side, why not go up on the ball and choke him in a choke position, as we call it in football, where you banging him off the line of scrimmage? You can do that in pro football up to 5 yards. I was just like, and keep him from getting off so clean the way that he did on a straight seam ball. That's who he wanted to go to the whole time. You can tell his eyes was holding the safety to the right, and the corner had nobody outside of him. Why not squeeze that and everything? And then on the first play with Tyreek Hill, why not rush two defenders, drop nine people, put one man on press on Tyreek so he doesn't get a free release off the ball because he's the fastest guy on the field. So you know they got to try to pick up 20, 25 yards on his first play just to have an opportunity on the second time to get the ball in field goal range. So I'm not letting either one of those two guys touch the ball. It's going to have to go to somebody else. Because if I rush two people, I'm making him have to hold the ball to waste some time as well. So that game was lost with some mistakes there at the end, and that just kind of like playoff inexperience and the game on the line. And, you know, you hear in the Bucks game where people thought they didn't get the call. That was because so much is going on. But you got to make sure everybody's lined up. Because I thought Kansas City should have took a timeout when Josh Allen threw that touchdown pass in the middle of the Davis on that on the Navy's been covered too, and they couldn't get lined up. I like, you got three timeouts. The game's online. Why not just take a timeout there? And they didn't do it. And they got bailed out by 13 seconds.
Like, I heard some guys breaking down the game at the end. They say, why did they have four people rushing? It should have been three. Jason's saying two, which is right, because he has to complete the pass. He's not going to run a touchdown from there.
Right.
And if he was to start scrambling around and run, he probably going to take all that time off the clock. They should have had somebody. And I know today people want to change the overtime rules. I look at the fact that Sean McDermott and his defensive staff, Leslie Frazier, two friends and two people that were on Andy Reid's staff, they blew that game.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, most definitely, because on the defense, you have to put this on yourself. Like, there is nothing more than what Buffalo offense could have done. Like I said, if you rush two people and you keep Tyree from getting off the line of scrimmage so clean, like, this game is totally different. It ends totally different because you just have to make him hold the ball in that situation. Like, you rushing four, you rushing three is not going to help. Rush two and drop nine and put a press man on one of those two guys, and everybody else behind them zone it up. Yes, everybody else behind them two zone it up and man those two guys up. So, you know, it just, they'll learn from this. Like I said, I expect to see these two guys competing in the near future in the playoffs again.
I hope for like a decade.
Right. So this is going to be, you know, it's going to be a great matchup between these two. It's going to be a boxing match each and every year. And you got two young guns coming right behind them in Joe Burrow and Herbert. And so the league is in good space right now from a quarterback play for young guys.
Talking with former Washington football team quarterback, Mr. Jason Campbell. Serious question for you real quick, JC. When they get a new name, so let's say, you know, in 2 weeks, they're the Washington Belters, right?
They're not going to be the Belters.
They're going to be the Commanders. We all know it. So in 2 weeks, when I introduce you, do I say former Washington Commanders quarterback, Jason Campbell? Like, does that?
No, I'm still a Redskin, but you can. I know we can't say that now, but you can just say former Washington quarterback.
Okay, that's smart.
Because, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, just say Washington.
Now, we've talked so much about the young quarterbacks, Mahomes and Allen. Burrow didn't have the best weekend, but his leadership and charisma is so obvious and palpable.
Mm-hmm.
What about the old quarterbacks? Because a pair of them lost in Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Tom had just an epic comeback there at the end. Rodgers, you know, you can argue didn't get to throw it enough, but it wasn't an epic performance by any stretch.
Yeah.
What do you think the future holds? We'll start with Brady.
Yeah, the one thing with Brady yesterday, you know, his game was 27-6 in the third quarter, 3 minutes to go, and in your mind, you know it's not over. For whatever reason, I know a lot of people say, yes, Brady give Brady epic comeback. But my whole thing is, I'm like, Rams self-inflicted wounds going to give the game away.
They got so butt tired, like, man.
Yeah, like the stuff that they was doing, it's just like, what? Like, this is like day one type stuff. You know, you got to protect the football. You got to pick two hands on the ball. You don't do it. You know, the snap by the center, but past Stafford, I was just like, you know, they was starting
was crazy
to get in it. And when you think about that game, early in the game, there was no pressure on the Rams. And it seemed like once the pressure started to get to them, man, they started busting like pipes. Like, everything just started unraveling. And luckily, they got away, you know, bailed them out there with that defensive call. But I'll say this about Brady. Like, I don't think he's going home. He's a serious competitor. I think he's addicted to it.
Yeah.
I look at this game and the way that it ended, when you think about him not having all the injuries they had on offense, and it got basically down to Evans and Gronk. You know, all the other guys were hurt.
Or ran off the field with their shirt off.
Right. So at the end of the day, they still had a chance to win the game. So he's going to look at this and be like, hey, okay, we can still keep a lot of our guys on defense intact, add a few pieces. Offensively, we can go out and get another receiver or two. And I like my coaching staff. I got another shot to go win this thing next year, and then maybe I'll go home with a walk-off Super Bowl win. Right. That's his type. That's how he thinks, because he's so addicted to winning and so addicted to the game. I just don't see him walking away with the way they lost yesterday.
I agree with you. I think addicted to it is accurate. That's a good way of putting it, because the dude – and people always say, man, it's not your age. It's what you have inside of you. Are you willing to get up every morning and get it again? That's what everyone that's been with him say that's what he is every day. Just like Floyd Mayweather walks around at 140 pounds, whatever he boxes at. He never gets too high, never get lower. So he's always ready to go. Brady does the same thing. He's always ready to go. Most people just let it go, then they get it back in shape. He doesn't have to do that because he constantly works at it.
Right.
Jason, I don't want to put you in a tough spot here, but listen to this. Depending what happens in the NFC title game on Sunday, it's either Kyle Shanahan going to two Super Bowls in 3 years with Jimmy Garoppolo as his quarterback, or Sean McVay going to two Super Bowls in 4 years with Jared Goff.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
To Matt Stafford. Stafford is a heck of a player. If Jason Campbell is playing for the Niners and Kyle Shanahan, do you ever wonder your career if you landed with one of these types of coaches?
Oh, I do.
How can you not?
I was telling one of my friends yesterday watching the game. I said, man, people don't realize how important coaching is at the NFL level, because there's a lot of great players, but there are some coaches that just separate themselves from the rest of the pack. You probably got about 8 to 10 head coaches and 8 to 10 offense coordinators in the NFL that they're just that good, and they know how to create matchups, but they know how to get the best out of the ability of their talent. And that's what Kyle Shanahan has been doing. And when you look at Jimmy Garoppolo has $100-some million quarterback contract, but they do not even put the ball in his hands to win the game.
Hell no.
Like, they do other
they do everything they can to get it
they
out.
They know better. Right. They won't be winning the game.
They do everything they can to keep him from losing the game, and he still almost loses the game sometimes. And it just goes to show you, like, great coaching. And I remember Shanahan got the job. His dad went out to eat with me twice, and he tried to convince me to stay. But I kept telling him I would stay and compete if y'all guarantee me my salary for this year. I said, because I can't go all the way to August and here it is OTAs and training camp, and then all of a sudden y'all release me from a salary standpoint, and then all of a sudden now I'm stuck. Now all the other jobs are taken. And he was just like, well, I want you to stay because I really feel like you can fit our system. He said, I know we traded for McNabb. He was just like, but I like what I see in you as a young quarterback. He said, you're still super young. And he was just like, you have so much ability and stuff. And I was just like, I want to stay. But I told him, I said, well, tell Snyder to guarantee my salary this year and I'll stay and compete. And Snyder wouldn't do that. So I request for a trade at that point.
It tells me plenty about who made the McNabb trade when the offensive coordinator is coming to you after they traded for another quarterback and saying, no, please stay here. It sounds like perhaps the Shanahans didn't have that much input in the Donovan McNabb trade, but that's a story for another day.
But like I said, these two guys, man, they just – look at everybody that's talking about how bad Stafford was to Detroit. I always tell people, I said Stafford's a competitor. I said, when you play on a team and it's constantly losing, I said, man, that John hurts. I said, especially when you want to win. I said, but it's always dumped on the quarterback.
Yep.
I said, but then he goes to the Rams, and all of a sudden he gets these other pieces around him, and he finally gets a defense and guys that can rush the passer, and he's not having to come from behind all the time to win games. He's able to play with a lead sometimes, and then you start winning, man, it starts to do something to you. And now, on top of that, his ability is getting a chance to showcase itself, because Sean McVay, let's face it, his first playoff game against Arizona, Sean only let him throw the ball 17 times. And you know why? Because he knew that was Stafford's he knew the pressure that was on him. So mm-hmm. he wanted to release that pressure off of his quarterback, but make sure they get the victory because he knew he may need, he's going to need him the next game against the Bucs because it's going to be a bigger challenge. But he set him up to have confidence going into that game and not have him throw so many times against Arizona to the point where he may get unraveled or start throwing picks and he starts to feel that pressure. Then all of a sudden it hurts you. Where yesterday he felt comfortable making those two throws at the end of the game mm-hmm. because he was confident. So great people know how to build a confidence of their quarterback and keep them. Just because you, it's a quarterback-driven league, you still got to be smart at the end of the day and understand the situation. And that's what great coaches do.
Mm-hmm. I think, we like you said, they dump it on the quarterback. But a lot of times quarterback gets into a championship game and they give him too much credit. Like I had guys, I said, I hope Jimmy G is not the person Washington is trying to get. So I had a bunch of people tell me, he's going to a second NFC title game. I'm like, what the hell did he do today to get there? Because if you went by his stats, they would have been going home. Their special team took him there yesterday. Kind of like Rex Grossman in Chicago when Devin Hester and his crew took him to the Super Bowl.
That's true, that defense too. Right. I wanted to ask you specifically about Burrow. I mean, I know that you watch a ton of him at LSU. I know how big of an SEC guy you are. How much of a shot do you give Burrow and Cincy going to KC?
I say this, I give him a shot a little bit just because of the simple fact when you play a game like you played yesterday, the emotion is high. Like Kansas City right now is still emotionally high off of that game last night. Like that's one those guys remember to their granddaddies. The thing about it is you got to come off that emotional high. You got to prepare for a Cinderella team that wasn't expecting to be in an AFC championship game. Now they become a dangerous opponent because yeah. they're going to run everything they possibly can and throw everything at you because nobody thought they would be there in the first place. And they're a young football team that's hungry. And they just went on the road and beat, after not winning a playoff game since 1991, they win their first home game. And then they go on the road and beat a Tennessee team. And now
– they just beat them in week 17. They beat, right. they beat they them beat, in there. Yeah.
Right. And they beat Kansas City, like you said, already this year. So from a confidence standpoint, they're like, hey, we can beat these guys. We can play with them. Now, I expect Mahomes and those guys to go out and close it out and go to the Super Bowl, but it's not going to be an easy game like people think just because of what they've seen with Buffalo did. Thing about Cincy, they can run the football, so they can slow the game down. So anytime you can slow the game down and keep Mahomes on the sideline, that's the biggest weapon that they have by running the football and trying to control them from a standpoint by not giving them so many offensive possessions.
It should just be another epic weekend. It's hard not to – I think you look at a Rams-Chiefs Super Bowl, but we'll find out next week. That's why they play the games. Who do you think had the single best performance this weekend? Is it Mahomes, Allen, Stafford?
I would honestly have to go with Mahomes, like just because like him and Josh Allen went toe-to-toe. Like Mahomes was their leading rusher yesterday.
Crazy.
Josh Allen was Buffalo's leading rusher. And the thing is, I saw it in his eyes early in the game. Like, Mahomes, he just seemed like he was locked in the whole time. And Josh was locked in. But I'm just saying, like, the winner of that game, to me, gets the best performance. And because Mahomes was able to just close it out with the victory, I give him the edge. But I tell you what, like, that's just a toe-to-toe matchup. Like, it was hard to see any one of those teams lose. Mm-hmm. But, like I say, that – what he's done to go to four AFC championships in a row. And, you know, and everyone was saying, you know, Joe Burrow's is the next guy to take over 5 years. Herbert's the next guy to take over 5 years. You know, Josh Allen's the guy to take over the next 5 years. No, people started to say this when Mahomes was struggling and had that four-game struggle stretch early in the season. It is hard in the NFL to stay consistently on top week after week after week every year. And
sure.
you're going to have those four-game stretches. And they had theirs early this year. But now he is back on his game. And I give a lot of credit to Andy Reid because Andy Reid took him back to the bases because early in the year he started trying to do too much. I think he was really feeling himself a little bit. And then Andy Reid brought it back, started calling simple plays, kept him from throwing the ball down the field, from throwing those interceptions, and letting him just get back into a rhythm. And then once he got into a rhythm, now he just let him play. And yesterday, mm-hmm. he was playing backyard football for most of that game. Like, there was very little plays on both sides.
Kelsey just admitted that
yeah.
the catch right before the field goal wasn't even the route he was supposed to run. He right. knew Pat would find him. It's Jason, we appreciate your time, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, man. I enjoy y'all.
Everybody check him out at jcam_17. JC, I'm going to Vegas this weekend. I'll put a little action on 17 for you.
Hey, there you go, man. You might win, man.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it, man.
All
right, bro.
That is former Washington quarterback, Mr. Jason Campbell, helping us break down a wild weekend of action. Here's what we're going to do. Haven't opened them up yet, but it's time. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Best thing you saw this weekend. Worst thing you saw this weekend. Let's go.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.